Welcome to another Astros podcast.
Welcome back to Astro Lunch, everybody. And I've got tonight's starting pitcher, Mike Fiers, with me. And Mike, tell me a little bit about you growing up in Florida, other sports and hobbies and things like that.
Well, played a lot of them. Played soccer, football, yep. Basketball occasionally. But baseball year-round just because of the weather in South Florida. You can't beat it. So, be able to play baseball in those cold months of December, January, February. So, other than that, I mean, sports wise, I didn't get into golf too much until later. No, didn't. But I think I play a little, occasionally now, just to try to get better here and there. But still pretty bad.
So you don't lose money.
Yeah, some of these guys are pretty good here. Yep. So, but I'll go out every once in a while and hit the ball around and. Take a couple mulligans and be on my way. So,
tell me about those other sports. Do you think they helped you in baseball, being able to take your mind off of it and kind of refresh yourself? And like you mentioned soccer, you think that helped your feet?
I don't know if I thought about it back in the day, but yeah. I think just playing all those sports and staying athletic and not trying to get caught up. I think guys can get worn out of playing one sport. Yeah. I think. Especially as a kid, if you're playing year-round and you don't play anything else, I think, kids start wandering off and doing other things. So, play other sports and, do other activities, I think, kept me in baseball longer, be in the position I'm in now. So,
when did you realize you were pretty good?
I always thought I was good.
Yeah.
But, to play at the major league level, that was always been my dream. And, watching the guys on TV growing up, it's just something I always wanted to do.
Big Marlins fan back then?
I was a big Braves fan.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I watched on TBS. They didn't come out till 93, but I was a Braves fan. My dad always watched them on TBS. When the Marlins came out, I did go to their games, and I was a fan of them as well. But first team was the Braves with, Andrew and Chipper and David Justice, guys like that. So, yeah, man, it's just good to, watch those guys and pick little things out and try to emulate guys like Greg Maddux, being a pitcher.
Yeah.
Growing up. But, I have my own style of pitching and you don't want to get away from that. But just to see how they work and just learn from what they do on TV and those guys being great role models for a lot of pitchers that are in the big leagues today, I think.
With Mike Fiers about pitching, everybody talks about spin rate. And you probably didn't even realize it at the time, but you've got one of the best spin rates on your fastball. Is it natural, or are you trying to make it spin a little tighter? It's natural, right?
Yeah, it's natural. You're not trying to do anything special other than, throw a fastball to a spot.
Yeah.
And, not sure how that plays out or how it affects the hitter or the game. But, that's my fastball, and I think that's why, there's some guys with certain types of fastballs and, the speed doesn't always tell how good a fastball is, most of the time. So
you can usually gauge from the hitter's reaction, right?
Right, yeah. You go off their reaction and what they're telling you. So, coming up, through the minor leagues and knowing I didn't throw as hard as other guys, but, that it would read 88 to 90. But guys would tell me I have a good fastball just because, it gets on you or maybe – the ball stays on one plane. It doesn't really have that downward it doesn't really go down. It stays there, and guys think it's going to kind of go down out of the zone, but it kind of stays right there. And coming up through my coaches and, even my teammates, tell me that I have a great fastball. And even though it says 88, it's still really good.
All right, Mike, thanks a lot. Good luck tonight, and keep it rolling.
All right, thank you.
Get connected with your Astros at astros.com/radio.
Back, Robert Ford, joined by Astros manager A.J. Hinch. Astros with the victory yesterday, and, Colin McHugh did a nice job bouncing back, gave up the leadoff home run, was down 2-0. Offense got him some run support, and then after that, pitched pretty well with the lead.
He did, and it was a big adjustment after the first inning. He went homer and then walk. Got the big double play in the first inning, and then really never broke the whole rest of the game. He gave up a run, in a couple different innings, but no big inning. He got his curveball over for strikes. He threw some finished fastballs. He got as deep as he could until it was time to go to the pen. But all in all, gave us a chance to win and really hung in there.
And then you brought in Ken Giles right after McHugh to get the final out of the sixth, retired the only batter he faced. How big was it to get Giles back out there after the really strong outing the night before?
Yeah, I wanted to do it, and especially in a win, it's always nice. You know, obviously when you're down and you bring pitchers in, oftentimes they're working on things and they feel like they have a little bit longer leash. Then when you transition that to a game where you have the lead and there's an important out to get, you know, seeing him come in with really good stuff back-to-back and feeling good about himself leaving the ballpark a couple of days in a row should do wonders for his psyche. And you know, he's not very far off. And I think those two outings in recent days will lead to better outings.
You know, one of the strengths of this Astros bullpen, certainly last year and even coming to this year, is a depth. So if a guy is struggling, you still have other guys you can rely on. And Will Harris came out and pitched the eighth inning and done what he's done the last couple of years.
Yeah, it's been incredible to watch him be able to handle so many versatile roles. You know, there's games where he comes in the fifth or sixth inning and bridges the game. There are times where he's the shutdown guy, and then I've done everything but close him. So that versatility lends itself to filling in the gaps a little bit with whatever we need. You know, all it takes for him is a phone call, and he gets up and gets ready. He doesn't need a ton of preparation. He doesn't need a ton of notice. He doesn't really care when he pitches. He just wants the ball when I give it to him.
Carlos Gomez back in the lineup yesterday, coming back from the ribcage soreness, had missed the previous three games, and hits a couple of doubles. And we saw him swing the bat better right before he got hurt. Good to see him continue that at least last night.
Yeah, especially getting into good counts and staying under control and driving the ball to the gap. You know, Gomez can do anything on the field, and he's so athletic and he's so intense, and his fast twitch gets going. And it's great to watch him when he gets underway. He can get hot with the best of them, and I hope that coming off of a part mental break, part physical break with the bruised ribs, he can come out and get hot and really spark the latter half of our order.
You have Mike Fiers pitching today. He pitched really well in his last outing, although he wound up not getting the win in Oakland, did leave with a chance to win, and it seems like he's gotten better as the year has gone on.
Yeah, he's settled in a little bit. You know, he's a guy that really needs to get strike one. You know, when he pitches ahead, he's very difficult. He's got high fastball. He's got a good breaking ball. He's got a good changeup. That's really come on lately. And when he gets strike one, the hitter's on the defensive, and then all of a sudden Fiers is in control. So if he can get ahead of these hitters, you know, there's some free swingers on this Twins lineup. It should be a good matchup for him.
AJ Hinch, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
The Houston Astros.
Swing and a miss! Mike Fiers has done it! A no-hitter!
On your radio.
That ball's clobbered. Left field! See ya!
All summer long.
Start spreading the news. The Houston Astros win the AL wildcard game.
The Houston Astros Radio Network.